In this week's audio blog, we want to recap our recent Counselor's Roundtable where we looked at Christ's work in pleasing the Father. Jesus said to the Father, "I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do." Where we didn't unpack all that Jesus achieved, John declares that the world itself could not contain the list. That being said, we can confidently assert that Jesus did accomplish his work. He glorified the Father. Now please allow me to lay before you three aspects of Jesus' triumph that have important implications for biblical counselors. 1. Jesus glorified the Father. 2. Jesus is the only Savior. And 3. Jesus is the solution. We can further divide this third point into three subpoints. He is the standard into whom all counselees must conform. He is the source of all change. And he is the sphere in which all change occurs. Now allow me a moment, please, to apply these truths to a counseling scenario. I would dare say that most Christians are consumed with pop psychology, so much so that they have come to believe that marital bliss is to be found in matching personality styles. In this scheme, the right blend of otter and lion, golden retriever and beaver make for a happy life. Sadly, the system is bound to fail precisely because it erects a surrogate savior, a Jesus replacement. Personality typing does not cohere with the accomplished work of Christ. Jesus made much of the Father declaring his worth and dying to vindicate his righteousness. Personality typing makes much of the creature rather than the creator. Secondly, Jesus saves his people by slaying selfishness. Personality typing affords people's rights and absolves them of responsibilities due to their typing, and that engenders a kingdom of self. Thirdly, Jesus is the standard that demonstrated a life fully submitted to obeying and pleasing the Father. He didn't roar like a lion when sinned against, nor please man like a retriever to gain people's approval. Jesus' life was one where every aspect of his being, his thoughts, desires, emotions, and responses were fully honoring to God. Beloved, he never reviled those who reviled him. Just ponder that for a day. Jesus is also the source of change. One must look to him to be conformed into his image. Looking to the theories of man will not help. Real change occurs as one beholds Jesus, the Savior, not their Myers-Briggs scores. Finally, it is only as one abides in Christ that lasting change will occur. Beloved, you will hope in something or someone. If power is found only in the Savior, the real hope is only found in the Savior. Eyes on Christ, beloved. Eyes on Christ. You've been called to follow in his steps. You must accomplish the same kind of work he did. You must make much of God. It is your greatest joy to do so. 10,000 blessings and the wonderful counselor, Jim.